back to the News Beat with Christy Cameron on News Talk 580 CFRA.
8:35, welcome back to the News Feed. Christy Cameron in with you here on Saturday morning. No snow out there yet. It is -4 right now, going up to a high of 0 today. We do have flurries in the forecast, a 60% chance later on today. Well, you know, it's starting to feel like Christmas. It's starting to feel like that time of year. And everybody in Ottawa is really getting into the swing of things as we get set for the NHL Classic game in Ottawa, as people are getting excited for that Canada 150 project. I want to tell you about a really interesting local project, a real look at a classic hockey game in Ottawa in our area 110 years ago. This is a neat little project that's been put together by Jane Cooper. You may recognize her name. She's been on our show before. And I've got the book in my hands here. 1907, Metcalf wins the cup. This is a true story from Metcalf Village about the team that took home the trophy in the inaugural season of the Russell County Hockey Association in 1907. It has photographs. It has really interesting artifacts from right here in our community. And I've got the author, Jane Cooper, in studio this morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Thanks so much for joining us.
It's very nice to be here. Thanks.
Why did you want to put this together?
Well, we've got a lot of artifacts in our museum that never really see the light of day. We've got photographs that are quite fragile, and then we've got things like we featured in this book. We've got a hockey sweater from the 1920s. It's really fragile. It has to live in a plastic box wrapped up in acid-free tissue paper. People don't get to see it. And we wanted to get some of that really cool history out into the community, and we thought a book is a great way to do that.
All right, so tell us a bit about, you know, I mentioned it's the Russell County Hockey Association. How did this association come to be?
Well, as far as we know, there was an article in the Ottawa Journal in the fall of 1906. A bunch of men from 8 different villages in the rural areas south and east of Ottawa got together and wanted to start a hockey league. And I think it was probably the first real hockey league covering that area. Prior to that, there had been a lot of matches between villages, probably like grudge matches, right, between the villages that had these ongoing rivalries. But they didn't actually have a league. And so these businessmen got together and decided they wanted a proper league. And they had 8 teams, 2 divisions, and they played a full season, and they had a trophy.
We're talking about the early days of organized hockey.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at some of the photos in the book right now. Things looked a heck of a lot different back then than they do today.
Absolutely. The back in those days, they didn't wear very much equipment. They had their matching sweaters, look like they're hand knit. They did have pants, but they're cotton and they're pretty thin. Like, there's no built-in padding like we have now. They, you know, no helmets, no face masks, no shoulder pads, no elbow pads. Some of them look like they might be wearing knee pads, maybe small shin pads. They did have gloves a lot like we use now. But of course, the sticks, the puck, the ice, a lot of things are very similar.
Yeah, but a lot of the rules were different as well. And you have a page in this book on page 5, the hockey rules from 1899. No face-off circles, no red or blue lines.
Nope.
The icing rule did not exist. No line changes. The team captain was also the coach.
Yep.
Talk about multitasking.
Yes. And talk about, like, imagine how exhausted they were by the end of the game, right? Because they're just on the ice for the whole hour of the game. There's a short break and, you know, at halftime. But there's no line changes. There's nobody spelling you off. You're just go, go, go.
I would think with no face masks or helmets, maybe I'm just thinking about this because of my recent injury with a minor concussion this week. Yeah. But, boy, that must have been a little bit risky to be on the ice without a helmet.
I would think so. I would think that they often had concussions and they didn't know it, right? We're much more aware now about concussions. Back in those days, they didn't know about what a concussion was, but I'm sure they must have hurt themselves a lot. And it was, you know, it was a rough league. There are mentions in the newspaper reports that things got rough at some games. I'm sure there was a bit of fighting too. So they probably got hurt sometimes.
Tell us a bit about what it looked like for players and people who actually were involved in this inaugural league to get to and from the games.
Well, one of the most interesting things I discovered when I put together this book and I looked at where the teams were was the fact that they were actually all going back and forth to games by train.
Wow.
You know, which we don't do anymore, right? To the south and the east of Ottawa, there were 2 railway lines. There's the one that still exists. Then was the Grand Trunk Railway. Now that's the line that you'd go on a Via Rail train right to Montreal. But there was also the Ottawa-New York Railway that ran down into Russell. And so the two divisions in this league broke down along the railway lines. So the Western Division was in Vars, Limoges, Castleman, and Clarence Creek, and those were all towns that were on the Grand Trunk Railway. And then the Eastern Division included Russell and Embrum that were right on the New York and Central Railway, and then Metcalfe and Kenmore that were close enough to go in a horse and sleigh to get to the railway to their games.
Okay, and that's where a lot of the supporters would have come. They would have taken, I guess, a horse and sleigh to get to the games.
Yeah, if they weren't riding by train themselves, yeah, they had to go in horse and sleigh to get to the games, because in the wintertime, there weren't any cars, or there were very few cars in those days, and you probably didn't take them out much in the winter if you had one. So mainly people went in horse and sleighs or big horse-drawn wagons.
You think about being outside for a hockey game, it's cold, and now you're cold on the journey to get to the hockey game, because, you know, there's no built-in seat warmer like we have in our SUVs or our cars when you're in a horse and sleigh.
No. People had buffalo robes. They had quilts. I'm sure they wore a lot of long johns, big sweaters, wore a lot of clothes. But yeah, we do actually have an account in the museum about some kids coming back to Metcalfe from a game in Russell, and how they, you know, they nearly had hypothermia by the time they got home because they were like an hour and a half in the back of the horse-drawn carriage, and they got really cold.
If you're just tuning in right now, we're speaking with author Jane Cooper. We're talking about 1907, Metcalfe wins the cup. This is a really neat little project, a neat little book that she's put together here, a look at a real classic hockey league and what it was like to play a hockey game back in the day here in Ottawa. What I thought was interesting is that win or lose, the home team was responsible for cooking up a dinner for the visitors.
Well, of course, most of these villages didn't necessarily have a restaurant, right? And so the team had to put together a dinner, and there was, you know, there was going to be pork and beans or some such thing, and they, you know, they had homemade pies for the girlfriends and the mothers. And in Metcalfe, they all got together in the town hall, which is still a heritage building in Metcalfe, a city, belongs to the city. And so anybody out in Metcalfe would know we have a beautiful hall there, and you can imagine the two teams sitting down, hopefully to having a friendly meal after their rivalry game.
Yeah, you have to wonder, as they sit there by candlelight, obviously.
No electricity.
Right. Yeah. If it was friendly banter once the hockey sticks were down, or if that rivalry still existed. How about news of the win? Because, you know, there wasn't Facebook or Instagram or social media. How did people hear about who won the game?
Yeah, well, they still wanted to post about the story, but they had to post mail. So they wrote letters and they had postcards made. When the team finally won the championships, they had their photograph taken and they had the photo put on postcards. And then they mailed those postcards off to their girlfriends and their relatives to tell them about winning the game. They also would send articles into the newspapers in Ottawa. So I found accounts of the games in the Ottawa Journal and in the Kentville Advance. So local newspapers would carry the story. But yeah, if they wanted to personally report about it, they had to use the mail.
I'm looking at one of the articles here. Friday, March 15th, 1907. This is on page 9 of the book. The Metcalfe hockey team succeeded in winning the Russell County Championship, defeating the Castleman team in a score of 7-3. The game was fast and exciting, and Metcalfe had the better of it nearly all the time. This is really neat that you were able to dig up these articles from right here in the Ottawa area.
Yeah. Well, I love doing historical research, and now you can find a surprising amount of stuff online now. You can get digitized newspapers. The Ottawa Journal is available online. For the Kentville Advance, I had to get out the microfilm and look at it on a microfilm reader, which is much older technology and slower, but it was fun to see what's going on in the community and find the articles.
I'm seeing a mention here of the Shaver Cup. What is the Shaver Cup exactly?
Well, it was a cup donated by a Mr. Shaver, who was the businessman who bought it, and he was the owner of one of the teams in the league. And we, sadly, we don't have that cup anymore. We have a cup very like it in the museum that was for a different league that was probably bought from the same trophy-making company. It was a big, nice big silver cup, and obviously you can tell from the photograph, right? Those guys were very proud to have won.
Yeah, and do we know what became of these league champions?
Well, we know what happened in their lives. Yeah, they went on. They all went on and got married and had families. The captain, Jim Moxley, actually became a doctor, and he went off and served in the First World War. And then later he moved off to Hamilton. Quite a few of the team members left Metcalfe, but a couple of them, Ernie Rolston and Sid Latimer, stayed in Metcalfe for all their lives, were local businessmen. And I'm sure their kids went on and played hockey too.
I wonder if there are still, relatives of the individuals on this team in the Ottawa area. Do we know if any of those people exist?
Definitely Sid Latimer, yeah. I went to school with Latimers. There are Latimers in Metcalfe still, who are definitely descendants of his family or relatives, distant cousins.
Very neat.
Yeah. The other ones, not so sure. The Campbell, Bill Campbell, who was the manager of the team, there's a lot of Campbells in the Metcalfe area, and I'm sure they're related to him.
Wow, what a neat experience for them to be able to see all of this. Yeah. But as you say, I mean, these photographs actually come, and some of the artifacts, from the collection at the Osgood Township Museum. So if people want to go and take a look.
They're very welcome to come down and visit us. We love to have people come down and look at our archives. And we're always happy to look out the photographs and show them to people. And the artifacts like the skates, the pants, the sweater, all those things, they're available for viewing. If you go and ask the museum staff, you can have a look at them.
The way you set this book up, it's very accessible. You've got lots of pictures and different bubbles with explanations, making it easier for people to get a sense of what this game was all about. Was that intentional to gear it towards some younger readers?
Yeah, absolutely. We've done a lot of publications at the Osgood Township Museum over the years, but we never did one that was aimed at young readers. So that was my goal, was to do something that would appeal to young readers and that would be, lots of short bits of text. And big pictures.
Well, people love hockey. Kids love hockey, right?
Of course, the subject, you know, everybody loves hockey, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so that gets them involved in history, I suppose. Jane, thank you so much for coming in. A really fascinating project that you put together here. And I think the timing is great, as everybody in Ottawa is very excited for Canada's 150th.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here.
That is author Jane Cooper talking about her book, this project they put together, 1907, Metcalfe Wins the Cup.